Warren County Council for a report out of closed session. Mr. Jensen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Warren Jensen, City County Council. The board did meet in closed session. No reportable actions taken.
Okay, thank you. Madam Clerk, I know you've been scrambling to help us get this meeting going. If you would introduce the afternoon hearing item, please.
Item D2, consideration of request to provide staff direction to return to the board with a final resolution to allow the Nipomo Community Services District to create an assessment district to fund capital improvements for the Nipomo Community Services District supplemental water project for the Nipomo Mesa Management Area 4th District.
Thank you. Mr. Hogan, I see you here with Ms. Howard. Would you like to kick it off?
Chairman Hill, members of the board, and public, I am Pablo Ogren, public works director, and with me today is Courtney Howard, our senior engineer who leads our regional water resource planning and policy development work efforts. Before I get started, we did get some correspondence from a Paul Becker, who has 11 signatures in opposition to the proposed project by NCSD. I'm just submitting that to the clerk for the record. Today I am providing staff comments because the recommended action is about interagency relations and a proposed assessment district. Courtney is also here because the staff report includes some significant history on water resources on the Nipomo Mesa. She has worked with the Planning Department, County Council, and the Nipomo Community Services District on the staff report. She is also our representative who attends the the Nipomo Mesa Management Area meetings and the Northern Cities Management Area meetings, which were both created as an outcome of the Santa Maria Groundwater Basin litigation. Lastly, she is our lead on the Integrated Regional Water Management Plan and recently led grant efforts, which resulted in a $10.4 million grant award from the Department of Water Resources. That grant includes just over $2 million for the Nipomo project, just over $2 million for the flood control waterway management plan in the Rio Grande Creek, and it includes about $5.5 million for the Los Osos wastewater project. And in my concluding remarks, I'll get back to that. In any case, Courtney will be best suited to answer some of the questions that might arise. Nipomo CSD representatives are also in attendance, as well as the City of Santa Maria, the City of Rio Grande, and Golden State Water Company, and they may be able to also help attend some of the questions from your board. The Northern Cities Management Area is essentially zone free as a flood control district, and some of those city councils and elected bodies have also submitted letters which are included in the staff report. Nevertheless, today's question for your board is more limited than the bigger question of water resources on an informal basis, and it's more focused than the pros and cons of the project that Nipomo has been working on. The question at hand is whether NCSD should be allowed to form an assessment district and to proceed to a vote of property owners, whereby the property owners would either approve assessments or deny assessments for the proposed project. Indeed, in 2010, about this time last year, your board approved such an agreement with NCSD, where the county would lead in the formation of the assessment district and conduct the property owner vote. Today is responding to the current NCSD request that they go independently on the formation of the assessment district and the property owner vote. Two things have happened in the past year. First, alternative proceedings have been identified by bond counsel, and those alternative proceedings are what is the draft resolution in your board package, which would allow NCSD to vote also independently. And secondly, the financial advisor on the project has basically ruled that it's their opinion that these alternative procedures are more favorable for pursuing financing on the project. But again, ultimately, it's a vote of the property owners in accordance with Prop 218 and the state constitution as to whether or not those assessments will ultimately be approved or not. So whether the county proceeds under the 2010 agreement, which would again have your board forming the assessment district and conducting the vote, or whether NCSD's current request is supported and goes independently, your board's consideration is needed because some of the property owners are outside of NCSD boundaries, are in the unincorporated areas of the county. For example, some of them are within the boundaries of the Golden State Water Company. In other words, some of the benefits of the proposed projects are identified to benefit property owners that are outside NCSD boundaries. And so the assessment district being outside of NCSD boundaries would require your board to either act in accordance with the 2010 agreement that was adopted or act underneath these alternative proceedings. Today's recommended action, if approved by your board, will have staff work with County Council to ensure final legal review and, in particular, CEQA findings, the California Environmental Quality Act. We do anticipate some CEQA findings will be needed by your board. NAPOMO CSD has already certified the EIR, and the development of the CEQA findings for your board would be based on the issue of the assessment district and the board's discretionary action allowing them to proceed to avoid the property owners. Obviously, Council McNulty has been, we are on the phone with bond counsel, and Council McNulty will be helping us with those final legal issues. My two final comments are back to the Integrated Regional Water Management Grant. This project is one of a suite of projects that was approved. If any of those three projects does not go forward to completion, it could jeopardize grant funding for the other two projects. And so Courtney and her team are currently evaluating the overall points and what we were awarded from DWR in order to address whether or not there's any issues of risk there. Obviously, the Los Osos Wastewater Project itself was garnered the biggest points in terms of us being able to compete on a statewide basis for those grant funds. But anyway, that's a sort of an indirect relationship to the action of your board today, but nevertheless, it does have, or could potentially have, impact on the Integrated Regional Management Grant. And lastly, in the staff report, I discussed on assessment districts a couple of items, and I need to clarify one in particular. One is that the creditworthiness of assessment bonds tends to provide lower interest rates. And while that has been historically true in the current market conditions, that's not necessarily true. The fluctuation in land values has had some negative effects on the ability to sell assessment bonds. But on the second point of the staff letter, which is through an assessment vote, you can more equitably allocate costs between developed properties and undeveloped properties. That still remains to be true. So it's a little bit of a minor point, but I still wanted to make sure that I provided that clarification. That concludes staff comments, and we'll be glad to answer any questions, and those that may be more appropriate for NCSD or some of the other agencies to answer will steer their way as well.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ogren. Questions for Mr. Ogren before we do have quite a lot of people from the public, including NCSD elected board members, council, and their general manager, so I know that there's plenty of people to answer questions as they come up, and if there are no direct board questions, we'll go to those. Let's begin with Michael Wynn, and followed by John Snyder. Mr. Wynn?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, my name is Mike Wynn, and I do serve on the NCSD board as one of their directors. I took the liberty giving each of you a little handout today. I personally find it irritating when I get things at the last minute, so you can set it aside. It's not part of our presentation today. But I did want you to have it since we're talking about this today. I do understand our purpose today is strictly to talk about who's going to lead in the tax assessment. It's not trying to get your approval for the project, although we've appreciated your unanimous approval over the past years and hope to continue to have that. But I do ask you to support the NCSD leading in this formation for a couple of fairly clear reasons, I think. One, it's very clear that your own staff is stretched hard to do all the things you have to do countywide. This is a struggle for our work in the county. I know you've had the same struggles elsewhere in the county. Not only that, this project is 25 miles away from the center of your operations, which logistically adds expense and difficulty to your efforts to do that. Your staff are very competent. They could certainly lead in this. They could form a tax district for this project, and they would be able to do it. My guess is we can do it faster and we can do it cheaper if we do it locally. And it's because of that that I urge you to support our leadership in it. We do have the 2010 agreement, and as you well know, there's a reimbursement agreement there. So if it costs more for you to do it, we end up turning around and having to pass it along to our ratepayers. So they would pay the increased cost as well, which is perfectly legitimate. You don't ask your staff to work for free. But do you think that we can do it more cost-effectively if we do it ourselves? You do have an example, unfortunately, in Las Osas, what happens when a group of activists, not elected, organize opposition, and that's been a 30-year slow-motion train wreck. This is a problem that we face. It's a very serious problem, needing supplemental water. We ask that you help us solve it as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wynn. Mr. Snyder, followed by Joe Sutton.
My name is John Snyder. I sent two letters, one yesterday concerning the cost parcel. Golden State Water has admitted that's not within the boundary. There's a proposed map that includes it. I request that you include that in other parcels that are not officially on the map. NCSD has proposed that those parcels just opt out, giving up future rights, but that's not quite the same as being outside and not being part of this project and maybe participating in a future project that would actually do something in the future. Secondly, I sent a letter this morning or pre-meeting here. I think that this final resolution, the public is not informed about this. NCSD needs to go back and calculate the exact cost so that people can figure out what this really means to them and then come back and request to have the ability to go outside their boundary. I think this proposal pretty assumes that people are going to have their representation restricted, and many of the entities operate under the PUC. It would basically circumvent PUC approval of this project and review that accrues with that, and the representation by the ratepayer advocate for the customer, not for the corporation Golden State Water Company, but for the customer. In particular, I find that some of the stuff that the board staff put in the packet from NCSD was very misleading. Golden State Water customers will pay approximately 5 times more under this plan than an assessment as opposed to a rate-based approach, because Golden State customers are in Napomo and Orcutt. One is in Napomo, Kenner and Orcutt. 10% of Twitchell costs are paid for by Napomo, 90% by Orcutt, and it's supposed to be reversed. 10% of Napomo water costs for Golden State are paid by Napomo, and 90% by Orcutt. So if all of it's paid in an assessment, basically the Golden State water customers get shaft to shaft. That shouldn't happen, and NCSD shouldn't be allowed to get sliced outside their boundaries to do that. In Rural Water Company, they basically got shafted because in the settlement, their lawyer was the same as Golden State's lawyer, and they should have the opportunity to go to the PUC and present the evidence to the PUC with the ratepayer advocate that represents them, not the lawyers that represent the corporation, and be able to argue that the percentages in the settlement are unfair, and see whether they'll go for that or not, and then potentially come back and come out with either a rate-based approach or an assessment approach individually for them. First of all the audio has been doubly recorded here, so you can see everything at onuwiptax.com, which has all the documents available. And a 3,000-acre-foot water intertide project isn't going to solve a 6,000-acre-foot problem that NCSD and EV claims that we have. So it's not a solution to saltwater intrusion. It's only a third of a solution or half a solution. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Snyder. And Mr. Sykes, you just wanted to be available for questions. Is that correct? And that would be the same for Mr. Sipp, am I saying any
questions? Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we have two. Mr. Sykes is the counsel, as you know, to the NCSD. So we might have questions. Is there any questions at this time for Mr. Sykes? Okay, yes, Mr. Sykes. Okay, we'll come to you as they may come. So let's go back into those who want to comment. Ken Peterson, followed by Ed Eady, please.
Kevin Hill, members of the board, Ken Peterson, district manager for Golden State Water Company for the Coastal District. Staff report is very balanced, responsive to the situation with the need for the supplemental pipeline in the assessment district. We And Golden State Water Company is a party to this, as you well all know, to the litigation of the groundwater in the Santa Maria River. We are in support of Napoleon's Community Services District, and they're taking the lead on the assessment district. We are interested in getting the capital improvements funded and for the supplemental water. And Golden State Water is all about making the project work at the least cost to our customers, and this BC is moving towards that goal.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Mr. Eby, followed by Arlen Mersoff, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Ed Eby. I'm also a director on the Omaha Community Services District Board. Of course, I support the NCSD taking the lead in this, in the creation of this assessment district. I think the NCSD can do this creation of the assessment district more efficiently, quicker, and less expensive. I think we can do it more efficiently because we have been working with the assessment engineer for the last 3 years. We're completely up to speed, and we can hit the road running. This should give lower costs to the project and to the residents of the Napoleon Mesa. Consultantly, they will be paying for our creation of this district. It will be lower cost because it will be quicker, and in this project, time is money. We are right now facing the lowest construction financing costs in years. And if we take advantage of that as soon as possible, we can capture today's costs as opposed to inflated costs, which ultimately will come in the future. So I urge you to support a resolution to allow the NCSD to create the assessment district. Thank you.
Thanks, Brady. Ms. Mersoff, followed by Bill Dorman, please.
Good afternoon. Arlene Mersoff, Cypress Ridge resident and a professional of rural water. Unfortunately, we learned about this agenda item at the last minute, and there will be many more of us here to talk to you today. We are members of an organization called Mesa Community Alliance, which is a group of Mesa residents that gathered together to look into and to respond to common interest items and issues. We don't have a city council. We depend on you. And so we are here today because we are going to ask, we're trying to ask you to please not rush to judgment in granting NCSD's request. As county supervisors, we know you're committed to making good, solid decisions on the behalf of the county residents that you serve. However, you can only make good decisions if you have all the information necessary to make fully informed decisions. We know that you depend on staff reports to give you the information you need to make your decisions. However, as good as they may be, that's only one perspective. And you will miss out on what some of the public feels about this as an example. What we are asking you to do basically is to delay taking action today so that you can have an opportunity to gather more information that you do not have at your disposal in making this decision right now, so you can make the best possible decision you can on behalf of all the residents that you serve. As you hear from the speakers that follow me, we feel the staff report is not entirely complete in terms of the cost, the justification, and the alternatives, and does not include the real possibility of the county losing water management control in the Santa Maria groundwater water basin for the next 30 years. So we're here to make you aware of some of the questions surrounding the formation of an assessment district by NCSD before you move forward. We ask why you must rush to judgment on this and whether that's prudent. And we hope that we have an opportunity to provide you with other detailed pertinent information not contained in your staff report. We can do that, given the time to do that, and we ask you therefore to delay consideration of this agenda item until we have the opportunity to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mersoff. Mr. Dorland, followed by Pat Eaton.
Bill Rowland, I reside in Cypress Ridge and am a rural water customer. Chairman Hill, members of the board, I believe in representative democracy. I think you do too. But by the transfer of the authority to create an assessment district to the NTSD, that's a move in the wrong direction. As you probably know, Rural Water Company is not a public body. We live in a service territory. I have no ability to vote for the management of that body. We have no ability to vote for the folks who govern NTSD. The stipulation, which is part of the judgment between the San Diego Water case, provides that Rural Water customers will pay 8.33% of the cost of the water. The issue of who's to construct the pipeline or who's to pay for it is left open. I believe that in deferring to the NTSD, you're allowing the NTSD to decide those very important issues. That is, how much of the cost of the pipeline is to be borne by the customers of Rural Water, who have absolutely no connection with the system of NTSD, and would benefit, if at all, only as a user of the same aquifer as NTSD, and therefore we would be in the same position as others who use that aquifer, such as ConocoPhillips, and owners of large acres of property. I think that's a very critical issue that needs to be determined by a political body in which we have a representation. So that for that reason, I strongly recommend that you consider this issue further and that you think about whether it is losing public credibility to have NCSD make these decisions rather than the county. We both are members of the Board of Supervisors, of course, representing Supervisor Teixeira. And so therefore, we believe that our interests are represented at the level of the Board of Supervisors. Certainly not at the NCSD. There's no way we can control their decision here. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Eby, followed by Bill Fisher.
My name is Pat Eby. I'm a member of the Mesa Mesa Community Alliance. I live in the Woodlands. As a member of NCA, I am asking you to deny NCSD's request to create an assessment district. If one has to be created, we much prefer having our Board of Supervisors control that monumental project. The cost that NCSD has disclosed has been the most minimal cost that they could possibly disclose. They are talking only to the residents and the other players, customers, about a $24 million or $25 million pipeline. But the costs of this project are much, much higher, and none of this information has been publicly disclosed by NCSD. Through a great deal of research, we have pulled information from NCSD's board packet. And that is what I give to you today. The top lines here are really the purveyor costs as shown in a report by Wallace Group in 2009. Now this is annual costs. So this first column has capital costs for 1 year. The second column has operation and maintenance costs, which are Santa Maria's charges. $1.724 million every year for the privilege of taking water out of the aquifer in Santa Maria and piping it up to us. That's how those totals are on the right-hand column. Underneath, I have totaled those totals and multiplied them by 30 to get a total third-year cost of $77 million. And these projects are 2 years old, so the cost has gone up to at least $80 million now. In addition, the water costs are not identified. And the water costs are specified by Santa Maria. I've taken those costs. The costs for the last 2 years have been increased 5%. So I extended that through the 30-year period using 2,000 acre feet for the first 10, 2,500 the second 10, and so forth. And the total cost of the water over 30 years is likely to be $267 million plus. So we're looking at a total cost of $345-$350 million minimum. Additional costs have been identified by Mr. LeBrun that include costs for capital costs in Santa Maria, and which he estimates will be about another, who knows how many million dollars. Quite a big chunk of money. I don't want to get a number there because I don't know what it is. He has told that informally to other people that I've talked to. There are additional costs for the operation and maintenance on NCSD side that he estimates are $100 per acre foot. So in that document, you'll see the acre foot costs and how they explode over years. Now, NCSD's customers...
I would like to summarize.
The costs that NCSD says are their customers' costs are, again, extremely minimized. We estimate they're currently paying $203 bi-monthly, or $1,200 a year. We estimate that in 1 year's time after the pipeline, they would be paying $360 bi-monthly, or $2,205 annually, for an increase of 81%. Now, we hear about these undeveloped properties opting in. We need full disclosure of who those undeveloped properties are, where they are, and what they're going to pay, and who owns them. Because we have full disclosure on everybody other than customers, but not the undeveloped properties. Please do not support this. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Peter, followed by John Sunken.
Yes, I'm Bill Petrick. I'm a registered professional engineer, business owner in the Como. I live in Black Bay. And I've studied this for years. And just to summarize what I'm going to tell you, is he might have approved giving NCSD this type of power. Although the issue at hand is to approve or disapprove allowing NCSD to create a tax assessment district outside its borders, the underlying thesis is that the WIP, or Waterline Interpipe Project, is a necessary project, and that's flawed logic. Much of the staff report repeats arguments promoted by NCSD to support this project. As with most complex issues, there are multiple points of view, and this proposed project is no different. You, as supervisors, need to understand both sides of the arguments in order to make an informed decision. The question we ask here also, is this project necessary and cost-effective? If so, an assessment district is appropriate. If not, stop now. You don't have to create an assessment district if it's not going to do any good and it's not beneficial to the county residents. First, the supplemental water project, as they call it, is not supplemental water by any definition, any standard definition. They redefined the term supplemental water in the stipulation because the basin was divided into three administrative areas, and they're bringing water from one administrative area to another. There is no new water being added to the basin because of this project, and that's important. Second, the pumping depression and the area to watch, in your board packet in attachment H, are important issues for the Northern Cities area, but there's no analysis that shows that this WIP project protects the seaward gradient along the border region. If the WIP is implemented and another physical solution is needed for these real problems, then the county property owners will be forced to pay for another expensive solution. I think this would be a huge mistake directly attributable to the county allowing NCSD to create an assessment district for a project that may not be in the best interest of the county residents. Our analysis of all the technical reports indicates that this project and its alternatives have not been properly evaluated. If the county were to take over the assessment district responsibility, it should do a thorough review of costs and benefits before even going to the voters.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Sonson, followed by Robert Allman, please.
Good afternoon, Chairman and fellow board members. I also am representing the NCA and ask you not to approve this request. The support from other cities such as Pismo and Rio Grande have no relevance. Of course, they support the project. It brings water to the Mesa at no cost to them, and they have to support it because they were signature people on the stipulation. What they do not consider is that any future solutions that are directly beneficial to them and involve the Napomo Mesa management area would be impossible to implement because of the long-term commitments made to finance the pipeline project. Furthermore, the letters from Pismo and AG take statements out of context from the Napomo Mesa Management Area annual reports to support their contention that the Mesa is responsible for their possible, and I underline that word, seawater intrusion event. The type of support demonstrates why the county needs to be involved in the basin-wide effort to control water supply. Dividing the basin into management areas and purview areas makes overall basin management almost impossible. If the county allows NCSD to create this assessment district, everyone on the Mesa will suffer because it will preclude any integrated regional planning as is being promoted by the Water Resource Advisory Committee and the countywide integrated regional water management plan. The Mesa Community Alliance, a loose organization of Mesa residents, has held three town-style meetings to share this information with Mesa residents. Hundreds of affected homeowners have attended. When asked how many support the NCSD proposal, you could count the supporters on one hand. When asked how many would support getting the county and the Board of Supervisors to be involved in a comprehensive study and plan for managing this regional issue with the regional plan, almost all indicated their support. We have collected hundreds of signatures which will be presented to this board asking for your involvement in this matter that affects virtually thousands of water users across this county. Thank you very much.
Robert Holman, followed by Frank Reyes, please.
Chairman Hale, members of the board, my name is Robert Holman. I'm providing testimony on behalf of the Northern Cities Management Area, which comprises the cities of Pismo Beach, Arroyo Grande, Grover City, and the Oceano Community Services District. I'm a professional geologist with 34 years' experience in hydrogeology and water management, 18 years as the manager of the Santa Barbara County Water Agency. I've worked on seawater intrusion issues in four California counties and in the state of Massachusetts. I'm going to spend less time giving my testimony and my qualification. Briefly, the Napomo Supplemental Water Project is essential to protecting supplies in southern San Luis Obispo County. The well-documented lowering of water table in the Napomo area changes the gradient just thus the flow to the north and to the west. Reversing the gradient toward the ocean can eventually cause seawater intrusion. If seawater intrusion occurs, it can take years to reverse. The area depends on groundwater, and therefore seawater intrusion can be a very serious issue. Supplemental supplies represented by the Napomo project will reduce risk of seawater intrusion. Thank you.
So, John, a quick question. Have you met the mayor of Georgia City?
Not personally, I'm working with the staff.
Just a personal suggestion, you should refer to the Grover Beach.
I'm sorry.
He's absolutely sensitive, but rather large athletically built in.
Just such a respect, why I wouldn't want to meet him in any kind of...
Just a friendly
tip. Grover Beach, I'm correct.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Mr. Freitas, followed by Michael LeBron.
Frank Freitas, the resident of Macomo. And I support the staff recommendation. The people in the community will have to be convinced both of this project, and I hope the correct information is out and they'll be able to make a decision based on that information, but I do support the project going forward so that community can get the information and either support or oppose it, but at least get the project going. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Price. And Mr. Levin.
Thank you, Chairman Hill, members of the board, members of staff, and this good afternoon. My name is Michael LeBrun. I'm the general manager of the Napoleon Community Services District, and as your staff outlined, I'm here to answer questions as needed. I do want to recognize the county staff efforts in the development of the staff report, which we feel is well balanced and has good background on the project. Really, that's all I needed to say at this point, and can get available for any questions your board may have. Thank you.
So we're going to, that's all we've got to have speak for the public, so we'll bring it back to the board and have some more discussion with Mr. Patterson. And as I said before, the members of the board and Mr. Patterson, so the NCSD are here to vote.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I don't know who best could answer this question, but Mr. Snyder raised some issues about the potential inequities among the different water purveyors and the assessments and how there might be a better approach with those other purveyors using a rate-based formula. And I would like someone to respond to those comments.
Certainly, I would be glad to provide a partial response, and if any of the others would like to follow up as well, I think they would be invited. There was a couple of issues that were raised by Mr. Snyder. One was parcels that were included or excluded from what might become of an assessment district. You know, today's action doesn't actually identify parcels. There is no boundary. It's simply the question of whether or not NCSD can proceed independently. And then, of course, this is on the policy direction. But the point there is that parcels that he has identified that should be excluded from the boundaries of assessment district would be a subsequent action today. He also spoke to the issue of circumventing the Public Facilities Commission, the PUC, because certainly some of the parties that are involved, Golden State Water, is a PUC-regulated company. And this is a similar situation that we've been speaking to in Los Osos. To the extent that a project is incorporated into the rates and charges of a PUC-governed entity, then they have to go through the Public Utilities Commission to do that. But to the extent that a project is developed on a, for lack of a better word, a joint venture, and those become assessment-related, then we follow Proposition 218 and the state constitution with respect to assessment districts. So, like many terms of financing and infrastructure, there are different paths that we have to follow in order to develop different types of financing structures. And with a PUC-regulated entity, if it's through your rates and charges, then they have to go through the PUC. But that is not subject to the assessment district itself specifically. The issue about how costs are allocated for the project between the different entities, one is we do know that there's provisions associated with the groundwater litigation that has some driving force as to how some of the costs are allocated. With respect to assessment districts themselves, the state constitution identifies that only an engineer registered by the state of California is allowed to do an engineer's report that identifies special benefits and that allocates costs under each assessment district. But to the degree that there's an interagency relationship between these different water purveyors and there's some degree of negotiation about how they share those costs, again, those are subjects of independence of those agencies, and none of those issues are really the purview of your board of supervisors. So they are all important, and certainly they will, to the extent that NCSD and the other parties are able to explain to the public that they have addressed all of those issues and they seem as equitable as possible, then they'll get more support from property owners in the ultimate vote. And to the degree that those issues are not well defined or well laid out for the public, then it's likely they would get less support in the ultimate property owner vote. But that also, to me, sort of addresses my general observations of the public comments is that there is a certain degree of public perception that your board has an authority that simply doesn't exist here. For example, one member of the public had said that your board might lose control over the groundwater in the Mesa. And the fact is that your board really doesn't govern the groundwater basin of the Mesa. That is a subject that is the jurisdiction of the courts and very much dated and deliberated and findings and determinations made through groundwater litigation. I already addressed issues of cost allocations and spreads that are not, and even on the environmental impact report, your board has not certified the EIR. So, certainly it's understandable that there are a lot of issues that the public is concerned about, costs, alternatives, making sure that everybody understands what's out there and what's being reviewed and proposed, and whether this is the best solution for the Mobile Mesa, or whether there's better options and everything. But that bigger picture of the groundwater basin and the nature of this project, for the purposes of today proceeding with an assessment district, is really, is the county going to form the assessment district under the 2010 agreement and conduct the assessment vote, or is NCSD going to have the commission to vote independently? Ultimately, the little property owners are going to do the vote.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Richard?
As you just mentioned, Bob, well, ultimately it will be the voters that make that determination, but if the NCSD does the assessment or the county does the assessment, if all right, please, it doesn't really matter. I think it will be driven by the voter.
That's correct. The assessment spread has to be done by a registered professional engineer. The burden of proof is on the public agency and that registered professional engineer in determining the assessment for parcel. But the vote is ultimately the property owner's vote.
Thank you. Mr. Gibson.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, could you clarify something, Mr. Irvin? I certainly have a certain amount of experience in assessment districts and the allocation of special benefits. I can't bring to mind where that knowledge comes from immediately, but you indicated that that we have the engineer's report that shows the special benefit attributable to each property. You then said something about negotiations between the separate entities that could change that, or
not change the issue of the assessment spread, but those costs that are not covered by the assessment district, because there's always two different components to a project. Capital costs that are covered by assessment district, and then operating costs that are covered by rates and charges. And those, my understanding is some costs are specified in the groundwater litigation, but some may be subject to negotiation.
I've heard of the rates and charges process as well. We were operating under the MOU of 2010. We're being proposed to shift to a different setup, and I'm wondering, shift responsibility solely to the NCSD. Is there anything that changes in the formation of the assessment district in doing that? Let me give you the specific example. I'm looking on page 14 of our staff report, and under the 2010 agreement, section 2 lists the duties of the CSD. There's a long paragraph there explaining that they're going to hire a registered professional engineer and deliver a detailed engineer's report consistent with Article 13B, the Constitution, and so forth, which strikes me as the business of how you set up an assessment district, and the county's just being sure. And then I look at the resolution that's proposed on page 31, which I guess comes from NCSD, and down at the bottom of that, there's a section 3, and if we approve this, it's conditional on compliance by the formal CSD with the provisions of the assessment law, and undertaking the proceedings. Is that the same set of duties in the MOU as is listed in my simpler form in the resolution?
The best way that I can characterize it is all of the preliminary work is still going to be conducted by NCSD and the assessment engineer under the 2010 agreement. All that setup is the same no matter what.
That has to happen as part of forming any assessment district,
right,
with special benefits?
That's correct.
Okay.
Under the 2010 agreement, then, your board does the formality of creating the assessment district and come back to a vote, versus under this alternative action that's in front of your board today, NCSD would form the assessment district and conduct a vote. Now, under both scenarios, it's the burden of proof on the public agency, whether it's NCSD or whether it's the county, in order to show that the assessment spreads are appropriate. under the 2010 agreement, NCSD essentially indemnified the county so that the county got sued on it, and so you would have to back it up and defend it.
Actually, this resolution indemnifies the county as well.
And under this approach, yeah, we would not be going into the formation of the assessment district spread. They would still be indemnifying the county on that more limited action, but in either case, you know, again, the substance of the development of the project, the evaluation of the alternatives, the certification of the EIR, all of that substance associated with the project has already been led by NCSD, and there's no proposal to change that particular action.
Further questions, Mr. Chair?
Thank you, Chairman Hill. Mr. Osberg, if the assessment district does go with the NTSB, what's the guarantee for the other people outside the NTSB boundaries that they will be somewhat protected? Where it is now, the county is kind of like the overlying agency that covers NTSB, Rural Water, and Golden State. But if we pull out of this and NTSB takes control, what's the protection that these other people have?
It's my belief that their protection is the same no matter what, because in the assessment district itself, whether it's led by NCSD or whether or not the county conducts the vote, again, the burden of proof is on the public agency in the court of law. So the grievance that somebody might take if they don't believe it's done properly is to the courts. It's not, you know, to your board, it's not to the NCSD board. I mean, certainly from the general authority of your board, you could deny outright NCSD proceeding. You could just say, no, we're not going to allow you to do that. And to some extent, you know, the idea here is there's some public comment that would say don't let them move forward. But if the assessment district does move forward, you know, the ultimate the grievance on those assessment districts is in the courts. Prior to that, the ultimate vote is of the property owners. It's not of the NCSD board or Rural Water Company board or Golden State Water Company board or your board, it's of the property owners. And the reason why staff, you know, just is strong on these recommendations is that it just doesn't seem consistent with, you know, a public policy issue to spot them right now. They have spent a lot of years in the development of their project. They've clearly done alternatives. It's clearly a project that was identified as a physical solution in groundwater mitigation. We don't want to go so far as to say that we're going to overspeak the project, because we do not know at the county level the details of this project. We don't know the details of the alternatives analysis. On the surface, we know clearly that there's a groundwater issue in Cuomo. And certainly, because they have done so much work, we do think it's appropriate for them to be able to proceed to the property owner vote. But ultimately, it's not an issue of somebody losing, you know, their authority through the board of supervisors, because they're going to be their vote. It's going to be the property owner's vote. And if people are opposed to it because they think that there's technical flaws, then they're, you know, grievance is still with the court of law. So
it wouldn't behoove us to be somewhat of an uninterested third party to oversee that this is done on a fair playing field for everybody?
Well, certainly it is within your board's purview to be able to, you know, look at all of the details of what's being proposed, and if it sort of gives a thumbs up or a thumbs down. That would undoubtedly create, you know, another level of review of the project. It could have influences on either creating more support for the project or creating more opposition for the project. Honestly, I don't know which way that might go. But with respect to the fact that the county is not a pumper on the Mesa, and this is a work effort that has been primarily led by the pumpers on the Mesa, in some respects, it's sort of a local control issue. You know, if in the event that the assessment district doesn't pass, then it might be something that the county, you know, weighs in a little bit more on, but that's, I think, the right.
Thank you.
We heard some testimony that
for us to gather more information. I'm curious, what other information would be necessary to make a determination whether one or the other should be the lead agency?
I don't really think that there is. I think the issue of who should be the lead agency is a very simple issue. The additional information really gets into, again, the pros and cons of the project, whether or not NCSD has put out adequate information, whether there should be more information. And that is what I believe is really the information that's subject of the debate of property owners on whether they vote up or vote down the assessment procedures.
Okay. Yes, I just wanted to comment. This issue, the issue of the groundwater situation in Macomo, has been before this board for a number of years. I do think it is time to act, and this board did initially assume the responsibility of creating this district when we thought that was a requirement because of the other water purveyors outside the boundaries of the Macomo Community Services District. But in finding out that the Services District could indeed create this assessment district, I think it's appropriate that we allow them to do that. I think they're in the best position to move the issues forward, to educate all of the water users overlying the Macomo Mesa management area. And I think it simply is a matter of educating the water users in that area moving forward with the assessment district vote and moving this forward. It's been years since the initial litigation and the judge's ruling, and I think it's time to act. And it only gets more expensive the longer we wait. And so I would support the staff recommendation to let the NCSD create the assessment district and do the engineering and do the educating of the water users in the area. And move it forward.
Mr. Gibson? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support what Mr. Patterson just said, and I want to emphasize to those who come to speak to various sides of this issue that it's not, that if that's the action of this board this afternoon, it's not a value reflection on the project. That is, through Proposition 218 of the California Constitution, it's those who will bear the cost that will eventually have the decision-making on this, and I would assure all folks, I hope I could assure folks, even as you wade through a fairly information-dense staff report, that what happens in the formation of this district, should it go forward, doesn't change really between how it was and how it might be if this action is passed. The CSD is to proceed with this. They have a high legal standard to meet in terms of getting information to the public. I think it's absolutely a good thing to have a robust discussion of pros and cons of the proposal put forward, but it really was, in fact, the county simply being accommodating to bring that question to the affected residents of the Mesa that led us into the MOU of 2010 in the first place. So, I think Supervisor Patterson said, well, I will support that motion should it come forward.
Yeah, I would also agree with those comments and answer Ms. Versaw's comment. I know Ms. Versaw rightly pointed a lot that, you know, this doesn't represent a real judgment from us at all. This is just a formality in a way, as was mentioned, I think, by Mr. Ogren, to provide the best means of local control on this very important issue. So we're just basically enabling the NCSD to create the district, and everything else is going to be upon their shoulders. So I would support it too. Is there a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Move to approve staff's recommendation on allowing NCSD to go forward with their assessment district.
I'll second it. And if there's no further comments, Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Mr. Sherrod?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Misha?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Patterson?
Okay, and as we said before, we hope that those on each side of this will continue to engage with each other for a
community solution that really represents the best interest of all folks. So thank you for coming out. We are adjourned until next Tuesday, so have a good evening.